Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there. My friend, get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Won't he do it? You said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. Again, it's truly an honor to be here today. Oh, hallelujah. We want to give praise to the Lord on Most High for his mercy, for his goodness, for his love, for his kindness. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but God has a word for you today. Today we will be coming from the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 1-4. We're going to be talking about the prayer, the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Many call it the Lord's Prayer and others call it the model prayer. But we're going to take a look at one of the disciples asked Jesus to teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples. And so many times when we become new converts, many times we don't know how to pray. You know, if you ask some children how to pray, they'll just probably just stand still, meaning we'll just say, you know, Lord, thank you for today. But, you know, prayer is simply just talking to God. It's a two-way communication. You're talking to God, and God is responding to your request of or whatever he may want to talk to you about. And so here, Jesus gave them a model prayer, a simple prayer to pray. And it's mentioned in, you can find it in Matthew 6 through 9 to 13. And you can also find it in Luke 11 through verse 2 and 4. Today, you know, prayer is important. We all should have a prayer life. Jesus prayed often. The disciples prayed often. And a lot of time we look in the book of Acts that the disciples did not do anything on their own. They did it according to the Holy Spirit guidance. And so if we want to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we need to be able to communicate with it. Oh, yes, we must learn how to communicate with the Holy Spirit that resides within you today. And so today we're going to talk about prayer. Prayer is very essential. We must pray to God. I know sometimes we may not want to talk to God, and sometimes we may be in a rush to go, you know, to get out the door and start our day, but it's very essential to talk to God. Why? Because we need that communication with Him. We need the relationship with us, with Him. And so, you know, would you walk out the door with even telling your husband or your wife, you know, goodbye? Or would you wake up in the morning and just go on by your business without even speaking to your kids? No, God desires to have a relationship with you today. And so again, we're going to talk about the model prayer that the Lord taught the disciples. But dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's going to move forth. Lord, I thank you for the revelation. I thank you for your teaching. I thank you for the words that you have left, oh God, so we may learn of you, God. Lord, we thank you. Those that are listening in today, we ask that you bless them, Lord, today, with a word, oh God, many, many needs, word. Lord, we ask that you look upon their needs today in the name of Jesus. We give you honor. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you that you are the majestic God, that you reign, oh God, that you are sovereign, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you and give you praise, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And so we're going to read out of the book of Luke. Again, this Lord's Prayer is also mentioned in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. But I'm going to read the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 1 to 4. And it said, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, which is Jesus, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So this is a model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. And so we need to pray, saints. We definitely need to pray, especially in this season of time that we're in. We need to pray for our nations. We need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our surroundings. When we walk out that door, we need to make sure we are praying that God, you know, get us safely to our destination, that He, you know, He bless every stop sign, that He bless every stop light. We need to pray for the people. We need to pray for the countries. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our president so he may know how to guide and govern this land. We must pray for our president. You know, the Bible says the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. The disciples asked Jesus how to pray. You know, one thing that I realized, we have to teach our children and others how to pray, especially new converts. We have to teach them how to pray. We need to ask, first of all, what are you thankful for? You know, we want to just give God praises for just for him just being who he is. Oh, somebody need to get excited. You need to just praise God for just who he is. The Bible said that we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving and then enter into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. And so we're not supposed to be acting God for anything, but we need to go for him and pray, because we know that he knows all things, and he knows what you need. God knows what you need. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. He knows what you need. And so we're going to break down the Lord's Prayer in two parts. It is two parts of the prayer. The first part is acknowledging who God is in our life. Okay, first it says, our Father. We must acknowledge that he is our Father. And what it does is, the first part brings out his attributes, and it brings out his characteristics. Our Father. We can address him as our Father. Abba, Father. Why? Because we have been adopted into the royal family of God. Abba, Father. When we go to God, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. We need to address him as our Father, saints. And so the next is that he is holy. And so he is holy because of what? Be ye holy, for I am holy. So God has called us, what? To be holy. He's called us to be holy. And so the first part we're going to read, we're going to say, our Father in heaven. Okay? And so we know that the second part, I'm jumping around a little bit here. The second part, the first part, focus on God and his holiness, you know, and God and his characteristics and his attributes. But the second part is focused on our needs. Oh, yes. We must think of the needs of others. And so the first part says, our Father in heaven. And say, God is a loving, we have to know that. God is a loving and he's full of compassion, saints. He's full of compassion. You know, he gave his son that we should live, that we should have life. And not just have life, but have life more abundantly. You know, one thing I like about our Father is that he protects those that who trust him. He protects those who trust him. We must learn how to trust God. You know, I always say, you know, I know that many times we go through things and, you know, that's just a part of life. But we must learn how to trust. Why? Because he is our Father. One thing that I realized, I compared our earthly or our human father. You know, when I was younger, my father is deceased, but when I would call upon my father, and when I would call on him and I would ask him, you know, that I need help with something, or I need food, or I need money, or for whatever reason it may be, well, I expected my natural father to help me. I expected him to take care of me. And because I expected that, I didn't have any worries. Because why? Because I knew my natural father was there to protect me, to take care of me. Okay, and that's what our Heavenly Father does. He protects us. He guides us. He takes care of us. He takes care of our needs. Oh, hallelujah. I would just simply ask my Father, help me. And he would have helped me. And so that's what Jesus is telling him. He's telling him, all you have to do is simply talk to God. Oh, yes, he will help you in your time of need, in your time of trouble. And so why? Because he's your father. If I was fearful, what? I just go to God and he will what? Protect me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I trusted my natural father. If I trusted my natural father, oh, hallelujah. My earth, my spiritual father, the one that created me. Oh, hallelujah. I can trust him more. Why? Because he will never fail you nor forsake you. The Bible says in John 1, 12 and 13, but to all who believe him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth. We know that we have to be reborn, resulting from human passion to plan, but a birth that comes from God. And this is the New Living Translation. And 1 John 3:1 says, how great is the love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Hebrews 4:16 says that, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Oh, hallelujah. We can go to our Father. The Bible says that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and find help in a time of our need. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Why? Because of what Jesus has done. Jesus has done. He paid the debt. We're reconciled back unto God because of what our Lord Jesus has done. And so the next one said, hallowed be your name. Hallowed. Holy. Holy. God is holy. He's holy. To hallow means to make holy. We shall honor God's name. Oh my goodness. It was a time where I was ignorant, when I would say, you know, things, you know, God name and take God name in vain. But now, since we are no longer ignorant of Satan's device or ignorant by just tradition, we know not to use God's name any way. You know, the Jewish people, God's name is so holy to them that they would not even write out God's name. Oh, yes, they would not even. They would write G, and then they would leave the O out, and they would write a D, because they know that God's name is holy. And we should know that when we speak of God, oh, hallelujah, we need to speak of him. Because why? He is holy. Hallowed be his name. Why? Because he is holy. Oh, hallelujah. He is sacred. His name. His, something about that name of Jesus. You know, when we speak of the name of Jesus, demons tremble. When we speak of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, people will get healed and delivered and set free. Oh, hallelujah. We know when we speak the name of Jesus, mountains move. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Why? Because his name is holy. When we enter his presence, we thank God not only for what he has done, but also for who he is. Somebody needs to get excited. Somebody been praying the wrong prayer today. The best way to get to God's heart is not to just go to him in his presence and begin to start asking him for anything. But the best way to go into his presence is to acknowledge him, that he is holy and that he is just and that he is merciful. And start telling him how much you love and adore his name. You know, he's Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Nisi, he's Jehovah Mechanician, he's Jehovah Nick. His many names. We need to acknowledge his name because his name is holy. Thanksgiving, recognize that everything we have belongs to God. Begin to start thanking God. Oh, thanking God for the things that you haven't even got yet. Start thanking God for the vision that he has put upon your life. Begin to start thanking him because of who he is, saints. We need to acknowledge God. Holy, hallowed be your name. Psalms 99:9 says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Exodus 20:7 says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. We have to remember that his name is holy. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Oh, yes. Hallowed be his name. And so he goes on and says, your kingdom come, your kingdom come. Kingdom, your kingdom come. You know, I struggle with that word kingdom. And we have to know that the kingdom is within us. Jesus told of the people. He said, he comes in the kingdom, he comes to bring the kingdom. The kingdom has arrived. And so we have to know that we are a part of God's kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Now, his kingdom is now. His kingdom is here. His kingdom is to come, saints. We are commissioned to continue to build God's kingdom. God's kingdom is here to help the needy. Oh, yes. The kingdom is here to do greater things than Jesus did. He said it. Why? Oh, hallelujah. Because he is the kingdom. He was the kingdom. The kingdom is here. He kept saying, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is here. He was telling people, the kingdom is here now. Behold, the kingdom of God is here. And so Jesus, you know, he healed. The Bible says he killed the sick. He raised the dead. And so we, as part of the kingdom saints, we should be doing wonders, signs, and miracles. You know, miracles, wonders, and signs shall be manifesting. Why? Because we are part of the kingdom. We are part of God's kingdom. We are kingdom people. And so we know that what God's kingdom, the Bible talks about in the book of Genesis, that his kingdom was gonna bruise the head of the serpent. Guess what, saints? God has given us the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit that dwells and resides within us. He has given us the gifts, the tools to fight up against the enemy. The Bible says that the weapons that we fight against is not carnal, but it's mighty through God by pulling down a stronghold. That we don't fight the enemy by natural weapons, but we fight the enemy by spiritual weapons, saints. So we are, now you have to understand, we are part of God's kingdom. We are part of God's kingdom. Kingdom came, Jesus. Now we are part of his kingdom, and we are commissioned what? To help build his kingdom. Why? By how? By spreading the gospel of Christ. Philippians 2:9-11 says, ooh, hallelujah. It says, wherefore for God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Daniel 2:44, this is an Old Testament prophecy. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven would set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another person. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. So we are that kingdom that Daniel was talking about. We are that kingdom that's part of God that will bring down every kingdom there is that's of the enemy. We as Christians are to break down every kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because we're kingdom people. We're a child of the king. Oh, hallelujah. And so next it says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done. That is my prayer. That is my song. Lord, let your will be done as it is in heaven. You know, not my will, but let your will be done. That is my prayer. Because I don't want to be moved by my desires, but I want to be moved by God. Oh, somebody need to get excited today. I want to move by God's desire, not my own desires, not my own selfishness. And so God's perfect will has always been done in heaven, saints. In heaven, his perfect will has always been done. But on earth, you know, we have this thing that called free will. And because of sin, God's will is not being done as it is in heaven on earth. It's not. It's not. Why? Because of sin. Why? Because of the enemy. Why? Because of many, many reasons. Hatred. Jealousy. God's will has not been done on earth. God's will in heaven is perfect. We don't live in a perfect world here. But we ought to pray, Lord, let your will be done in heaven as it is done in earth. Okay? That should be our prayer. Our obedience results to God's will, not our own selfish desires. but his will. His will be done. That should be our prayer. Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. Psalm 99, Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Your will be done, Lord. Your will be done on earth. And then it says, give us this day our daily bread. You know, the Greek word for bread represents not just food, but every physical thing we need. Every physical thing we need. When we pray for our daily bread, we ask God to provide for a material, physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual need for that day. So just asking for bread is not food. But that asking for bread is like, Lord, give me in every area of my life, everything that's going on with me, Lord, I just need it to be fulfilled. I need to eat off in that area. Okay? Give me that bread, Lord. Give me that peace. God knows what we need. You know, when I go shopping for my kids, I know what they need. I know if they need new socks, new shoes, new t-shirts. If I would ask them, if I would ask my children, what do you need when I go to the store? They would say something like a Nintendo. No, I'm serious, a Nintendo. They would say something like cupcakes. This is what they relate to need, children, okay? But God knows what we need. You know, a lot of times we ask God for things that we desire or things that we want, but it's not a need. But God will give us exactly what we need, saints. He will give us what we need. And so a lot of time we have to evaluate what are we asking God for, Lord. Sometimes we can ask God for things that we don't even need, saints. Oh, Lord, I need a brand new car. What's wrong with the car that you're driving? Oh, Lord, I need a new job. What's wrong with the job that you have? Oh, Lord, I need this, I need that. Is it a need? Evaluate your prayer request today. A need. Give us this day our daily bread. This day, Lord, our daily bread. And then it goes on to say, forgive our debts as we also have forgive our debtors. Forgive our debts as we also have forgive our debtors. Asking God to forgive us. We need to ask God to forgive us for our sins. Oh, yes. Jesus had to pay the debt. The debt that we were supposed to pay, Jesus paid that debt. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said that he came to be a ransom for our sins. He came to pay the penalty for our sins. And why? And because of that, God does not hold those sins against us. We need to pray. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now, it's a two-sided thing here. If you want God to forgive you, you must forgive others, saints. But in order to forgive us, you must forgive others that have sinned against you, that have trespassed against you, that has harmed you, that has talked ill about you, that has degraded your name, that has lied on you. You must forgive them today. If you want your Heavenly Father to forgive you for your debt, you must forgive others for their debts as well. I'm talking to someone today. It's about mercy, it's about grace, and it's about forgiveness, saints. Yes, it is. I know you probably don't want to hear that today, but if you come to the throne and ask God, Lord, please forgive me for this, you need to evaluate, have you forgiven anyone else for what they have done against you? And if you have evaluated that, then you need to really be sincere and to forgive that person as well. I know it's hard. But I'm only telling you what the Word of God says. And guess what? And at the end, it helps you. It gives you peace. Okay? And so then they say, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God, this is talking about God's protection today. God's protection. Pray that we won't be tempted to do wrong, saint. Pray. We are tempted in a lot of areas of our life, especially those that have been delivered from certain drugs, alcohol, lying, whatever your addiction may have been, your stronghold and probably have been. Many have been delivered from them. So guess what? The enemy uses those to come back and try to tempt you with those things. So we ought to pray that God lead us not into temptation. The Holy Spirit, it gives us strength to withstand temptation, and it gives us strength to avoid sin. The Holy Spirit gives us the strength to strive for holiness. God provides us with the defense we need. We need to put on the whole armor of God. You know why? So we may be standing against all the schemes, plans, and plots of the enemy. Okay, and so we know that that our prayer should be, deliver us from the evil, deliver us from the hands of the enemy. Sometimes we may not even know what the enemy plans and plots is, but we ask God beforehand, Lord, deliver me from the hands of the enemy. By praying for protection, we prepare each day for battle against evil. Oh, yes, we do. We must pray. We must pray. Just like I just broke down this whole model prayer, Lord's Prayer, we need to pray this daily, saints. Oh, my goodness. When I began to study on this, I realized how important that we pray this prayer, because we are covering every part in our lives. And as we pray this prayer, we are to ask God, Lord, have I wronged anyone? Lord, you know, allow God to call back the sins that you have done. Ask God to forgive you. Acknowledge God who he is. Acknowledge that he's holy. Acknowledge that he's just. We are to, and I'm going to read it again. Luke 11:1-4. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as is in heaven, so in the earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is our model prayer. And again, you can find this in Matthew 6, chapter 9 through 13, Luke 11, chapter 2 through 4. I pray that you enjoy this teaching today. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the teaching. I think that that the teaching was clear, that people was able to understand, and they'd be able to know what you are saying to them in this hour, God. Lord, I thank you. I glorify you today. I pray that you bless those that are tuning in today, Lord. Give them a double, a triple portion of God, of your spirit, Lord. Lord, we ask them that strongholds be broken down. We ask them for healing, deliverance to take place, oh God. Lord, we ask them for more people to be saved today in their household, in their family, Lord, today. Lord, I thank you, I honor you, and I give you praise, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. I pray that you enjoy the teaching today.